This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I am a teacher with the Mindful Awareness Research Center, MARC, and I'm really happy to be with you today to share the practice of mindfulness. So I'll say a few words about mindfulness, and then we'll spend the bulk of our time together practicing, which is, I know, what you all came here for. Mindfulness is simply a way of paying attention. It's pretty simple, but it's not always so easy. We pay attention in at least three specific ways in mindfulness practice: on purpose, so that means deliberately, with intention, with a conscious desire to be here now. We pay attention to the present moment. So that's this moment that's happening right now, not the one that came before, not the one that will come next, but this one that's happening here and now. So often we're sort of lost, leaning back into the past, remembering, rehashing, regretting, or leaning forward into the future, anticipating, fantasizing, imagining. And often we don't taste the present, know where we are in this moment. We use the body and the breath so often in mindfulness practice because the body is always here now. The thoughts can be anywhere, but the body is here right now. And so it's a beautiful and ever-present tool for us to use to come back over and over into the present moment. And the third important aspect of mindful awareness is paying attention in an open way, with a willingness to be with what is, with a curiosity about our experience. We spend lots of our time pushing away what we don't want to be, or pulling close what we want to stay. And in that tug of war, we lose ourselves. We can learn through our mindfulness practice ways to be with our experience, whatever it is, the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows of this human life. We can learn to be with all of that and be okay, right? When things are going well, when things aren't going so well, our mindfulness practice helps us to stay in relationship to ourselves, in relationship to one another, and to react to the joys and the sorrows of our lives skillfully. Really, actually, we're learning to respond rather than to react. And so our practice really supports us in so many aspects of our lives. And it's wonderful that you've all chosen to be here to explore this, to cultivate these qualities of paying attention on purpose to the present moment, with an openness and willingness to be with what is. And I would also emphasize kindness to yourselves, kindness to one another. This is all what this practice offers us. So let's sit together. I invite you to find a comfortable way of being in your seat. You can practice with your eyes open or closed. Find an easeful way of sitting that's upright but not uptight, as they say. So your spine can be long, shoulders dropped. As I said, the eyes can float closed or they can be open. And as we begin to transition into this period of practice, I want to share with you a poem that I love by Wendell Berry. And I think it really captures the essence of what we do when we practice. It's called, I Go Among Trees. I go among trees and sit still. All my stirring becomes quiet around me like circles on water. My tasks lie in their places where I left them, asleep like cattle. Then what is afraid of me comes and lives a while in my sight. What it fears in me leaves me, and the fear of me leaves it. It sings, and I hear its song. So let's, as best we can, let our tasks lie in their places and come into this present moment together. I invite you to take a collective breath with me, inhaling and exhaling. Beautiful. Let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. Nice. Now let's just let your breath be. Let it be whatever it is. So from the very start, we practice being with things just as they are. The breath just as it is. Shallow, deep, long, short. Your natural breath. This breath that has been with you since the moment you were born and will be with you until the moment you die. The breath that connects us. So as we begin to settle in, inviting a sense of ease and relaxation into the body, into the mind, into the heart, openness, suppleness. If you like, you can draw your awareness through your body to see if you can contact any areas of tension or holding, and invite those areas to release and relax, open. So if you like, starting at the feet, noticing if there's any gripping in the toes, allowing softness and ease to spread in the feet, which are connected to the ground, which is supporting you. And just drawing the awareness up through the lower legs, noticing if there's holding or tightness, the knees. Breathing into areas that may be held or constricted, and inviting in some more space, some more movement. Drawing the awareness up through the upper legs, releasing any tension that you encounter as you continue to draw the awareness up through your seat, your torso, feeling the abdomen get soft, the breath flow that much more freely. Drawing the awareness up into the back and the chest, the container for the heart. If you can notice if there's any tightness, any constriction, any closing, and just offer the possibility of opening, of ease. And then noticing any knots or tightness, and just letting the possibility of release be present in your body, in your mind, as you sweep your awareness down your arms and into your hands and into your fingers. Just inviting over and over again ease, well-being, health. This is a healing practice. And now with the awareness in your neck, your throat, sensing the muscles, inviting them to relax and release. Up through the face, the mouth and the tongue and the cheeks, the eyes, the forehead, the ears and the scalp, wherever there's holding, tension, tightness, constriction, let that be met gently and lovingly with the invitation for ease, for openness, for release, for relaxation, for warmth. And then in your own way, at your own pace, scanning your body again, this time attuning to what feels open, what feels easeful, what feels relaxed, and inviting those areas of the body to relax even more, to open even more, for there to be an even greater sense of ease, peace, openness in this body of yours that carries you through the world and through your life. Tend to it in your meditation practice. Care for it with the force of your own loving intention. And you can stay with the feelings of the openness in the body, the ease, the pleasurable sensations of the body, where you feel warm and relaxed and held by the seat, held by gravity, moved by the generosity of your breath. You can linger here as long as you wish. Return here anytime you like. It's always here for you. When we get still enough to attend to it. Or if you like, you can begin to place your awareness on the breath, feeling your breath moving inside this body of yours. The in-breath and the out-breath. When the mind traipses off as it will, as it was designed to do, there's nothing wrong happening. can just notice that the mind has wandered. Aha, there you are. And gently bring it back. Just bring it back to the flow, the feeling, the sensation of breathing. Your awareness in the flow of your breath, returning over and over again. Your tasks asleep like cattle. Recommitting each time the mind wanders to your attention, your intention to be here, to place your attention where you want it to be. For some, it's helpful to make a gentle, silent mental note of the movement of the breath to help keep the awareness tethered to the breath, connected with the breath. So you can play around, you can experiment with silently repeating in, out, or rising, falling, whatever words best describe the movement of the breath through your body. Yourself drifting off into reverie, fantasy. Just notice that without judgment, with a deep acceptance of yourself, wherever it is you are. And then recommit. Recommit to the intention, the aspiration that brought you here, that led you to want to explore ways of being in relationship to your own life in a different way, on purpose. Consciously. Lovingly, with openness and curiosity. With ease. Dear friend, it's with you all the time. Pay attention to it now. this transaction between the inner world and the outer world is yours to explore. See if you can get really curious about this breath, this breath that's coming in or going out right now. Notice the texture, rough, smooth. Notice the temperature, cool, warm. Notice the length, short, long. What is there to discover about your breath, your life, this moment now? Sitting still, being moved by your breath. In the next and last 10 minutes or so of our practice together, my voice will fall away and invite your practice to take center stage for you to explore through the close and loving attention to the breath, the movement of your life. go among trees and sit still. All my stirring becomes quiet around me like circles on water. My tasks lie in their places where I left them, asleep like cattle. Then what is afraid of me comes and lives a while in my sight. What it fears in me leaves me, and the fear of me leaves it. It sings, and I hear its song. As we prepare to transition out of this period of practice, so still, so full, I invite you to take or set the intention to take whatever measure of quiet or stillness or ease or peace or insight you may have touched in this time. I invite you to take that with you into the rest of your day so that your practice is not yours alone. It's something that you share. And in your own time, as you like, you can, if you wish, begin to deepen your breath and allow your eyes to slowly float open. It was such a pleasure to meditate with you today. Mark has many wonderful classes. If you want to dive more deeply into the practice of mindfulness meditation, there are many opportunities for you to do so, and there's a flyer that outlines those options as you make your way out. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.